And now, Jim Dearman.
In this part of our program regularly, we deal with Bible questions. Before we specifically talk about the question today, I want to read a passage from Romans chapter 8, verse 29, where Paul writes, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." Now here the Apostle Paul talks about predestination, not that we're all predestinated either to be lost or saved. The Bible doesn't teach that. Notice he says that whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. In other words, the predestination involves our being conformed to the image of his Son. God predestinated that anyone who was going to be pleasing to him would have to be conformed to the image of his Son. That's not individual predestination. What is image is his specific question. And we have already seen, as we said in Romans 8:29, that the image of his Son here involves being conformed to a particular image or likeness. This is what is involved. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 10, the Apostle Paul says, "Christians have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him," the him referring to Christ. Also, back in Genesis 1 and verse 27, the Bible says, "So God created man in his own image." So the word image simply means likeness or representation of a person or something. In a mirror, one can see his likeness or his image. And one might say, well, this child is the very image of his father. That is, he may look and act like his father, or a girl may look and act like her mother or whatever. So we use that expression. So to be in the image of Christ is to act like Christ would have us to act, and to be pure and holy before God in living the Christian life. In 1 John 3 and verse 2, we find that Christians will be like Christ. That is, they will be in his image if they are truly Christians.